This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Arvada's tennis and bike lane plan narrows travel lanes to 10 feet, and it reached the council on the consent agenda. The lane widths live in a grant application. The resolutions adopt by reference, and the document that later trimmed the project is attached to Tuesday's packet as a scan that returns nothing to a search. Arvada, along the stretch of Tennyson Street, running past Jim Baker Reservoir and Tennyson Knowles Elementary School, the city's bike lane project puts the through lanes at 10 feet. That design reached the Arvada City Council on Tuesday night inside the consent agenda, where measures judged routine are voted through as a block. The resolutions the council votes on run a page or two and describe grant paperwork. The lane widths are in a grant application, those resolutions adopt by reference, and the document that later cut the project back is attached as a scanned image that returns nothing to anyone searching the packet. The item appeared on the July 21 agenda as Resolution 26052, a resolution authorizing an Adams County Open Space Grant Agreement for the Tennyson Complete and Connected Corridor. It sat at Item AA2, inside the consent agenda. Adams County Open Space wanted to rescind a grant it awarded the City of Arvada in 2018 and re-awarded under terms the council had already accepted, and the resolution says plainly that the new agreement does not impose any new obligations on the city or involve any new costs for the city. The staff report, prepared by Civil Engineer 3 Deirdre Oster, lists no alternative course of action. The agreement carries a project. Clause 3 binds the city to complete the project as described in the grant application, attached as Exhibit 1, Project Scope, and incorporated herein by vis reference. Mike Rollock, who follows Front Range local government closely and could not attend Tuesday's meeting, brought the item to public attention the next morning on the Kim Monson Show, where he read the corridor plan as a road project moving under a grant heading. That application, filed with Adams County in 2018 and reproduced in the council's March 3 packet, promises 1.4 miles of continuous bike lanes through the Tennyson Corridor. It divides the corridor into 9 lettered sections and describes each one. 4 of those sections change the lane widths within the stretch. Arvada still builds, and they commit to the change in different degrees. In front of Jim Baker Reservoir, the application says only that the width of the vehicular travel lanes will be modified to allow for bicycle lanes while maintaining on-street parking for residents, naming no dimension. Between the reservoir and West 62nd Avenue, it proposes to reduce the existing through lanes to 10 feet each and add bike lanes on each side. From 62nd to Tennyson Knowles Elementary School, it proposes reducing the through lanes in both directions to 10 feet to add buffered bike lanes on each side. Directly in front of the school, on-street parking comes out and the plan calls for narrowing the travel lanes to provide for buffered bike lanes while maintaining the loading zone area for the school, again without stating a width. A fifth section, at the Tennyson Street Bridge over Clear Creek, is the only narrowing that gives both a before and an after, eliminating the shoulders for a 5-foot bike lane on each side, with a reduction in traffic lanes from 11 feet to 10 feet. That section is no longer Arvada's to build. Adams County took the bridge. The paperwork recording that change is attached to Tuesday's item as Exhibit 1. It sets the original scope in italics against the county's responses and states the outcome in plain words. This change included removing Section A from the grant scope. Arvada continues from 58th to 64th Avenues, while Adams County handles Tennyson Street from 58th Avenue to the Clear Creek Trail, along with the bridge replacement. Section B came out of the scope in 2022. The revised budget drops the pedestrian bridge line from $500,000 to nothing. Those pages are scanned images with no text layer. Searching the packet for the sections, the acreage or the phrase removing Section A returns nothing at all because there is no text there to find, only a picture of text. The council last acted on the substance of this project on March 3rd when it adopted Resolution 26020, authorizing the modification that reduced Arvada's share of the work and cut the grant by $624,271.45 to a new total of $1,022,000. That resolution was Item 8A8, also on the consent agenda. The minutes of that meeting show how it passed. Councilmember Rebecca Love is 1, moved 8 resolutions, 26013 through 26020, in a single motion. 5 members voted yes. Mayor Lauren Simpson and Councilmembers Shauna Ambrose, Sharon Davis, Michael Griffith, and Love is 1, with Mayor Pro Tem Randy Mormon and Councilmember Bob Pfeiffer absent. Rawluck directs his objection at the mechanism rather than at bicycles. Basically, what will happen there is the staff will make a recommendation and they won't actually be heard on its merits, he said of consent agendas. His broader argument is about who carries the consequences of a design choice. You're not representing the citizens if you're imposing a risk to gain a behavior, so to speak, he said, arguing that a city's limited role is to provide safe infrastructure when the budget allows for it. His point about trucks carries a concrete legal edge. CRS 42-4-1003 requires a driver overtaking a bicyclist to leave at least a 3-foot separation between the right side of the driver's vehicle, including all mirrors or other projections, and the left side of the bicyclist at all times. A violation is a class, a traffic infraction. A box truck or sprinter van running close to the full width of a 10-foot lane has less room to give than it had before. The July 21 resolution also carries an error in its own chain of authority. 4 times, once in the staff report and 3 times in the recitals, it identifies the March 3 approval as Resolution 26010. The Council's February 17 minutes, published in the March 3 packet, record Resolution 26010 as something else entirely, a revocable encroachment license to install a trellis in the West 67th Avenue right-of-way. The Tennyson modification was Resolution 26020. The document carries a second citation defect. The grant agreement's own recitals state that in 2018, Adams County awarded the grant to Commerce City, a different municipality altogether, for the same Tennyson corridor the agreement then obligates Arvada to build. Nothing in the record suggests either mistake changed what the council intended to approve. The agenda lists no presenter for the item and places it inside a block of consent business. The same staff report states the city's purpose, saying the project provides safe, accessible, and efficient connections to modes of transportation, including streets, sidewalks, and bikeways, with a focus on improving safety and minimizing traffic congestion. The 2018 application sets out what the corridor is meant to connect, listing Clear Creek Regional Trail, Jim Baker Reservoir, Tennyson Knowles Elementary, and the RTD Gold Strike Station among its destinations. The agreement gives Arvada until December 3, 2027, to finish, and the city's project page lists bike lanes from 58th to 64th Avenues, sidewalk work, and a flashing beacon crossing at 60th. Guest host Dr. Jill Vecchio, a cyclist, said the calculation for riders is simpler than the engineering. I've had 2 colleagues that were killed, hit riding their bikes to work, trying to do the right thing, stay in shape, all that stuff, she said. Some places just shouldn't have a bike lane if it's not safe. Arvada had not posted minutes or video of the July 21 meeting as a publication, so the outcome of Resolution 26052 remains outside the public record for now. The city publishes approved minutes inside a later meeting packet, and the March 3 minutes appeared 3 weeks afterward, which puts Tuesday's record on its ordinary schedule. And now, Kim's perspective. Consent agendas exist because a council cannot debate every easement and every renewal, and no one seriously argues otherwise. The trouble is that the label travels, and once a matter is filed as routine, it stays routine through every step that follows. A resident who wanted to weigh how these streets will be rebuilt had to know that the widths were in a 2018 attachment, and that the paperwork narrowing the job was a photograph of a document rather than a document, invisible to anyone who searched the packet for it. When a resolution can pass while misciting 4 times over the very resolution it claims to be memorializing, that is a fair sign nobody read it. Reading them is the job we elect representatives to do. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.